Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by Slough joint manager Neil Baker. How are you doing, Neil?
I'm well, John. Yourself?
Yeah, really well. So, celebrations after the playoff qualification?
I wouldn't say celebrations. I think we're all, you know, really pleased that we managed to get it done on Monday and it wasn't dragging on to Saturday. I think where we've been all season, I think, you know, we sort of almost expected to get into the playoffs just because of how well we'd started and everything like that. And I think to have fallen out would have been a bit of a travesty. But no, we're really pleased. You know, don't get me wrong, it's a big achievement, you know, what we've done this year. We finished 17th last year. We were looking for improvement and we've done that in dramatic style and we've managed to get in the playoffs. And above teams like your Ketterings, your King's Lynns, your Weymouths and big clubs. So it's a big achievement that we've done as a group of players, management and everyone in the background, you know, Steve, yourself, all the volunteers. It's been a tremendous season, really.
And it's not over yet. So you've got Redditch this Saturday, final home league game at Arbor Park. Bit of a celebration to the first season back there. But, you know, how are you going to be playing for position? Are you working out who you want to play against?
No, we're going to let nature take his course. We want to win the game. We will have to make a couple of changes. Dunny picked up an injury against Chesham. He's got a swollen ankle, so he definitely won't be playing. We hope he'll be okay for the playoffs, but that's not, you know, nailed on at this stage. Also, Niz picked up an injury against Cirencester and played through it on Monday. He didn't train on Wednesday either, so neither of those two will either get changed on Saturday. But, you know, the rest of the squad, you know, is pretty much the same. All that does is it brings probably Jesse and Gurkhan into the squad.
Does it allow a few of those fringe players maybe some game time?
Yeah, listen, you know, there's been a few that have been really patient and attitudes have been absolutely spot on, you know. Listen, somebody like Josh is a perfect example. Josh is a really good player. We really rate him. He's just unfortunate that he's behind Sean Fraser and Sean Fraser's not had an injury all season. I know when Josh went out on loan to Kingstonian, he did well and he's not let us down at all. So, you know, we'd look to play Josh, you know, because he deserves it. He's been very unfortunate.
And Warren back in the squad?
Yeah, Warren trained on Wednesday night. He didn't get involved in shooting, but he did pretty much everything else and he looked really sharp. So Warren will come into the side on Saturday and hopefully get a good stint. You know, he won't do a 90, but he'll do a good stint, no doubt. And hopefully that brings him into contention for the playoffs.
And at the other end of the field, missing out on Guy now for the rest of the season.
Yes, Guy had an operation. He had his jaw broken in four places today. He's going to have his...
Just to stress that, was an accident. It was an intended operation.
No, it was an intended operation. It's a thing that's been in the pipeline. He'd actually booked it for just after the season finished. I think it was the 5th or the 6th of May, you know, to coincide, obviously, with any playoffs. But unfortunately, this surgeon who was performing it couldn't perform it on that date and had to bring it forward a week, which... 2 weeks, sorry, which obviously now ruled him out. It's an operation he needs, so it's a big disappointment. He's gutted, but say he won't be moving for the next 2 weeks. He'll have his jaw wide shut, and so hopefully it'll take about 3 months. So hopefully he'll be ready in time for the start of next season.
Yeah, and on to Redditch for the weekend. Obviously hoping for a good performance. You want to carry some form into the playoffs, I take it, and then after the match, some awards to hand out.
Yeah, obviously, we'd like to win the game. If I'm brutally honest, form doesn't really come into it when it comes into playoffs. You know, that was proved 3 years ago where we were in absolutely no form whatsoever. I think we'd been beaten by Rugby, then Aylesbury, and then just got through against bottom of the table, Chertsey, 1-0, and everyone was convinced we'd probably lose the playoffs and ended up winning two games away from home. So form, I think, goes out the window in that instance. And yeah, obviously it'd be nice to do the presentations on the pitch afterwards. Hopefully all the fans can stay around and, you know, celebrate what's been a very good season. And I'm sure the players who will win the awards will deserve them.
And if the playoff dream is to end next Wednesday evening, is it a successful season?
Yeah, it is. It's still a successful season. We're a club that's moving in the right direction at the moment. Everything with the ground and you know, the football that we played this year. I think we played at times some absolutely top draw football. I've come away from games at times thinking, you know, that was brilliant. It must have been brilliant to watch as a fan. Yeah, there's been a few that haven't been quite as good, but you know, more often than not, it's been good football for people to watch, and it feels like a real community spirit happening at Slough Town, and obviously there's a lot of people involved in that, and I just think it can move on, you know, tenfold. And listen, if we don't get up this year, then we'll look to try and get up next year, and that's football. So nothing's guaranteed. We've got a chance, as are the other three teams as well.
And talking about the fans, it's going to be key to try and get as many of them as possible to the match on Wednesday night. Unlikely to be at home, but you hope they're travelling good numbers wherever it is.
Yeah, correct. It's there's nothing better than, you know, going away from home and seeing a big contingent of supporters. It'd be great if, you know, wherever we are, you know, they can try and congregate together. I think one of the things with the Slough fans is they tend to sort of position themselves all around the ground. So it'd be great if they could all get together and really get behind the lads, because it's massive. You know, it's not an opportunity you get that much in your football playing career. And I know our lads will be going for it, but it'd be great to have as many there as possible.
Excellent. Well, hope to talk to you and catch up immediately after the Redditch game on the pitch to hand out some awards and maybe get a few thoughts on the game. But thanks for your time today, Neil, and enjoy the rest of your week.